I praise God for the opportunity I have got here in this dear assembly again. And I have told you I will tell few things about the work in Delhi and around. In 1986, our assembly, Beth Hill Brethren Assembly, commended a brother for the Lord's work, and he is Brother M.J. Babu. We worked together for 11 years. He himself, when he went out for another place for establishing assembly, he himself said, among our assemblies, it is a record for, working together, two evangelists together. So he himself said, I haven't said. So because, making adjustments in lives and ministry is needed. Teamwork is a great thing. So then we together went to Haryana, Gurgaon. There was no assembly work at that time, and we could make a base for assembly-oriented ministry there. And then now we have assembly in Gurgaon, not one, but three or four assemblies are there in Gurgaon. So our assembly could take initiative for that extended ministry there. And then it was in 1997, Brother M.J. Babu moved to East Delhi and started another assembly there, because from our assembly, one family went to that place and they have requested to start a work in East Delhi, and there in Mayur Vihar, they have a very good assembly now. And there they will be having this leaders family conference in October, where Brother Alexander Kurian will be ministering. And then, you must be knowing and you are praying for North India Bible Institute. From the inception of the institute, I have the privilege to associate with them, and I go for teaching there as a visiting faculty. I teach their evangelism, missions, and then church administration and leadership. We have a 3 years BTH course in Alwar, and it started by the founding members were Dr. C.V. Baby, and then Dr. Silas Nair, and T.J. Joseph, who started the work in Alwar many years back, more than 40 years, the family was there, is there, and the Lord is using them for the assembly and many other ministries like this institution. Now, 30 years completing this institution there, and then you must be knowing that more than 100 students who studied there gone to different places and started assembly work. We do not claim anything on those works, because their own commending assemblies are there. But we had the joy of teaching them and training them for the Lord's work. So 2 years of certificate course also is there, and then Hindi, for Hindi brethren, 1 year Hindi course also is going on there. This year, on 7th April, we will have the graduation there in Alwar. And in connection with that, from 5th onwards, there is a missionary conference. There will be a missionary conference. And then in April, there will be 10 days sisters Bible classes, from different assemblies of North India. So please pray for this institution and the ministry going on there. It is faith alone, it runs, and every day needs, we look to the North India Bible Institute, look to the Lord for the needs, and the Lord is providing miraculously. Please, you may continue to pray for NIBI. Now let us turn to the Word of God. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 17 and 18. I'll read 2:17, second part. Come and let us build the wall of Jerusalem, that we may no longer be a reproach. Verse 18, second part. Let us rise up and build. Then they set their hands to this good work. Then they set their hands to this good work. We have been meditating last Sunday about Nehemiah, the person who is a role model. And few things we have looked upon him, and good qualities, positive qualities in lives. May the Lord help us to have those things. Today we get into the construction or building or rebuilding or repairing of a wall, and especially we think of gates. There are 10 gates, but we will think of 5 of them today. Wall speaks of separation. Wall speaks of separation. Jerusalem had wall. But then now at the time here, when we go through these chapters, everything in a mess, and they need to have a rebuilding or a restoration of the wall. For that, the Lord led the servant of God, Nehemiah, and then people came out with him to rebuild the wall. You know, spiritual, I just want to spiritualize the few things. You know, wall speaks of separation. In Kerala, we are called separated group in Malayalam. You know, Verpadkar means separated, because we haven't taken that name because people came from other denominations like Roman Catholicism and Orthodox churches and Marthomite churches. They came out, and then people called them separated people. You know, in the New Testament, for Pharisees also the same word is used, the Pharisees. So, but we don't want to be like Pharisees, because we know that how the Pharisees were. And Uncle, the great servant of God, V.P. Jacob, sir, wrote a book on Pharisees. But, you know, we should look into the positive aspect, because Pharisees speaks of so rigid and legal people, who were not spiritually they did not wanted to be converted, and self justification was their main agenda. But when the Lord came, he was rebuking few times these Pharisees. We should also not be like Pharisees, so much rigid, but we should not be so much extreme in our attitude and thinking. We should be moderate. Everywhere when I go in India, you know, assemblies, I say today the need of the hour is we should be moderate. We should not become too extreme. Some are very rigid, some are very liberal. You know, among the assemblies itself, liberals are there. But we should be moderate. We should be balanced. I say I am a balanced brethren. I should not become so rigid or liberal. So here, what I mean to say is, when we say separated, we should have the bridging also. We are separated people from the world, from the sin, from Satan, from all the rituals. At the same time, we should have a bridging. For that, we have many gates going and coming, going out and coming in. Gates are there. Gates should be repaired. Repairing is possible. And I said last Sunday also, restoration is possible. And we can do that. We are here in a work called repairing. So here in chapter 3, we will get into chapter 3. There, 10 gates are there, and 37 times it is written, repaired. So in Christian life, repairing is needed. You know, once we have been justified, and today we are being sanctified, and for that sanctification, repairing is needed in many ways. So may the Lord help us. We will get into different gates and then think of these lessons. First of all, Nehemiah 3:1, chapter 3, verse 1. Then Eliashib, the high priest, rose up with his brethren, the priests, and built the sheep gate. They consecrated it and hung its doors. They built as far as the tower of the 100 and consecrated it, then as far as the tower of Hananel. So here is the sheep gate. Repairing the sheep gate is very essential because we understand, we learned that sacrificial lamb or sacrificial animals were taken through this gate, and it is destroyed now. It should be, it is broken, but it should be repaired. And they, first of all, they started repairing this sheep gate. Immediately, our attention goes to our Lord Jesus Christ when John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God." Lord Jesus Christ and his sacrificial death, when we understand that and recognize, we worship him. That's what we have been doing in this morning. Worship is an important role in a Christian's life. Personally, as an assembly, as families, we should have a worshipful attitude, worshiping every day. As an assembly, we worship on first day of the week. At the same time, in personal life, every day we should have this attitude of worship. Proskuneo is used in Greek, which tells that, you know, it illustrates like this, that a dog sitting at the feet of the master and looking under the eyes of him with thanksgiving. This is what we are doing in worship. Many are not audibly worshiping, but at the same time, all are worshiping because with thankful heart and attitude, we look to the Savior, we look to the Father, and remember our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the worship. So, every day we should have that, and even when we gather together, few are audibly leading. At the same time, all are doing the same thing. When we say Amen, we are agreeing with one another. May the Lord help us to repair our worship life. It is very important in our lives. Sacrifices, offering the sacrifices. You know, in life, in Christian life, we have very many sacrifices to offer. Praises are sacrifices. We read in Hebrews, and then in Romans chapter 12, it says in the beginning that we should put our body on the altar of the Lord. That is a sacrifice. Before exercising the gifts, we should put ourselves in the altar of God so that we may have a sanctified life. Then we can use the gifts given by the Holy Spirit. And it's difficult, you know, to burn everything unnecessarily thing of our lives. It is difficult every day putting ourselves into the altar, but it is needed. It is needed putting our body there. It says we should not put ourselves into the mold of this world. Second verse, we should not put ourselves into the mold of this world. If we put ourselves into the mold of this world, the world will give us a shape. So we should not have that, but we may have a godly life and then exercise our gifts. And then we read very many other sacrifices we go through in the Word of God. And then ultimately, when a person becomes a martyr, that is also a sacrifice. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the number one sacrifice did for all the mankind. And then Paul gave his life for the Lord, and many others, many martyrs. When we go through the church history, hundreds of the saints gave their lives. Those are sacrifices. And even if, a time comes giving our life, we should be ready, because our Master and Savior gave his very life for us. And if we love him, we should be also ready for that. So let us have a worshipful life, a worshipful attitude, and let us repair our life of worship. That is the number one, the foremost thing in our life. May the Lord help us to repair the sheep gate of ours. And then when we come to the chapter 3, verse 3, there we read about fish gate. Fish gate. You know, fish gate, immediately our mind goes to the Gospels, where the Lord Jesus said, and when he called his apostles, he called out and they followed. And there the Lord said, I will make you fishers of men. I will make you fishers of... So, a fish gate speaks of evangelism. Evangelism and missionary work. All we have to do in this world for the Lord. Because the Holy Spirit came. We read in 1:8 of Acts. When the Holy Spirit will come, he gives us power. And we will be witnesses in this world. We will be. So all believers are here to evangelize for the Lord. We understand that angels are not given this opportunity. If the Lord has called angels and said, all the world would have been evangelized by them, because they are there to obey the Lord. But the opportunity and the privilege, we got it. The sinners saved by grace, we have the privilege to evangelize, to witness. So we are witnesses in this world. What is the biblical motive in mission work or evangelism? We see the people around us in darkness. So it speaks to our brain that, people are in darkness. They should come to the marvelous light of the Lord. So it appeals to our mind that we may evangelize. And then the pain of a hurting world. When we look around, we see the people, our emotions must be stirred up, and then go to the people. Because our Lord said, go into all the world. And then when we remember the commandment of our Lord Jesus Christ, risen Lord commanded to us, go into all the world. So if he has said, my Master, my willpower should be used for that, my will, in the will I should decide that I will serve him in evangelism. And then we should respond to the love of the Son of God, which is an appeal to our heart. He loved us so much. So if we love him, we will communicate the gospel. We will communicate the gospel. So he had all the compassion towards the sinners, our Lord Jesus Christ. Pharisees did not have the compassion, but the Lord had compassion. And Pharisees were self-justifying people. But we are here who is having the mind of Jesus, who is having compassion. So we preach the gospel. When we preach the gospel, we should be positive. Some are very negative, negatively preach. You know, once what happened when we went for outreach, one young man, we did not know that he is first time preaching for the open air. With not knowing that, we said, "Brother, you preach." And it was very near to a temple, and he started preaching, and there is no use of breaking the coconut and ringing the bell. Like that, he started preaching, and people came after us, and we had to run from there. You know, the negative way of preaching. You may have all the zeal, but we should not be negative in our preachings. We should be positive. You know, people do so many things in this world. We should not. You know, there is a quotation in cross-cultural evangelism. There is a quotation. It is like this. After cutting the nose, there is no use of giving a rose to smell. After cutting the nose, there is no use of giving a rose to smell. You know, why should we cut the nose of others? No need. We exalt our Lord Jesus Christ. He is perfect, and he is our Savior. And he is the Redeemer. He loved us so much. So in that way, we can positively present our Lord Jesus Christ. Fish gate can be repaired in our life and assembly ministry also. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the best communicator in this world. He is the great communicator. If we want to communicate the gospel effectively, we should imitate him. We should imitate him. Number one, he studied people well. He studied people well. He understood the people, you know, different age group, different background people, their culture, their what they are. We should know with whom I am speaking. And then we understand our Lord Jesus, he was a good observer. That's why he used the parable he told about the lily of the valleys. Then when we think about his communication, he had deep human feelings. He had deep human feelings. That's why he stood at the sepulcher of Lazarus and he was weeping. Jesus wept. The smallest verse we say, but it was got so much meaning because he had deep human feelings and emotions in his life. Not only thinking of Lazarus, but all of us thinking all the humankind, and he wept there. So when we want to communicate the gospel, we should have also an emotion feelings in our lives. And then his character was blameless. His character was blameless. When we this is what I said in the last Sunday. The man is important than any other thing. If we are not right, then how can we preach? The character of a person is, it matters. You know, you might have heard of an illustration, a man who was selling the oil for the hair oil. You know, he had a cap. After some time, you know, he was speaking on good oil, his good oil, and then speaking so much, and people were coming and buying. And then after some time, somehow his cap fell down. So people came to know that how much hair he is having. So he was a bald head man. So if we preach the gospel, our life should be transparent. People, when they look at our lives, it should be a model, an example for others. You know, people not only preaching. You know, all cannot preach the word, but they can witness. Even if you are a witnessing person, they look at your life. They look at your life. So it is very essential, the character. of our Lord Jesus Christ was blameless, we should be like him. And then his life was his greatest message, and it spoke even at the death point. The centurion said, truly this man, he is the Son of God. Truly he is the Son of God. Not merely a man, but he is a special, he is a supernatural person. So to imitate Jesus Christ in our communications, it is very essential. So let us repair the fish gate, which is evangelism. May the Lord help us. May the Lord help us, because our Savior and Master is there with his command, and we are here to obey him. Then we'll go to verse 6, chapter 3, verse 6. There we see the repairing of the old gate. Repaired the old gate, the old gate. In Revelation 2:4, we read about Ephesus. One thing they are lacking, that is the first love. They lost their first love. When we accepted Lord Jesus Christ, we were rejoicing. When I accepted Lord Jesus Christ, when I was 10 years old, I ran from the hall to my home and took a diary and wrote the date. And I was very happy, and all must be happy on that day. And then we might have said, even I my heart and my life, everything, it is for you, because you loved us so much. But then gradually there is a chance for a person or a family, for an assembly. Gradually the first love is going away, lacking. But we should look into that first love. It should remain in our lives. May the Lord help us to love him more and more. There is a chance some of the people, they love more than the Lord. They love the family. They love the church, even church. Some of the people, the Orthodox people and Catholic people and denominational people, they love the church, not the Lord. They do not love the Lord, but they love the church. There is a wrong thinking in this. Why I say the Lord is there, the church also is the Lord's church only. But preeminence must be given to our Lord. Preeminence must be given to our Lord. We should love the church and the believers definitely. But at the same time, the Lord is preeminent, and he wants the first place in our life. So first love, examine the old gate. Let us repair it. Let us repair it. That's why I have said in Romans 12, it says, before getting into exercising the gift, we should examine ourselves and put ourselves into the altar and first love him, and then do the work of the Lord. May the Lord help us. So we have seen sheep gate, which speaks of worship, and then fish gate, doing the evangelism or witnessing, and then the first love for the Lord. Old gate speaks of that. And then let us again go to 13, verse 13. Verse 13, there it says about Wali gate. They repaired the Wali gate. Repairing of the Wali gate is very essential. Wali gate speaks of humility. Lord Jesus had all the humility in his life when he was on earth, in his ministry and in everywhere. Paul says, let the mind of Jesus Christ be in you. Let the mind. What is the mind of Jesus Christ? That is humility. We need to have the humility in our life. And let us be like children. Lord Jesus himself told the people, showing the children, have a childlike heart. And then if we humble ourselves, the Lord will give us grace. If we humble ourselves, he will lift up. Peter says, may the Lord help us. We understand about Moses. About him it says, the meekest prophet of all times. He was not meek in the beginning. He was enthusiastic and he was a man of action. But things took different in the beginning of his life. But then God trained him in the wilderness for 40 years. 40 years of training. All the men of God had the training in the training school of God. All the 12 apostles, 3.5 years, they had the training. So we need to have the humility. When the Lord helps us to go through the training, have the training, and then have a humble life. You know, it is not false humility. When the Catholics get into the church, they have a false humility. They are very pious and on the knee. They are there to do anything, everything in the church, but outside the church, it is not seen. So it's not false humility. I have told in the group when we had the leadership the seminar on that day, an illustration said one in Delhi, one P.G. Varghese is there, and when servant of God M.E. Cherian came to us for a special meeting, Mr. P.G. Varghese, Pastor P.G. Varghese called him for a lunch, and M.E. Cherian sir went there, and then he wanted to take his photograph with him. P.G. Varghese wanted to make big publicity in his magazine and a video and all. For that, he made arrangement for water before getting into the home. He said, I am going to wash your feet, Cherian sir. Then Cherian sir said, okay, I will do, I am here for you. At the same time, I want to wash your feet first of all, and then you can do mine. First of all, I will wash your feet, then you can do mine. So he failed in his false humility. He failed his scheme and program, and nothing could take place. What I mean to say is, it's not the false humility, but really coming from the heart, the mind of Jesus Christ be in you. Paul says, may the Lord help us to have the mind of Jesus Christ. Let us repair the valley gate. Let us repair the valley gate. One more gate we will see. It is in 14th verse, 3:14. There we see the refuse gate. Repaired the refuse gate. Refuse gate speaks of rubbish, taking the waste outside, and it speaks about the sanctification. We have been justified freely, and because of the blood of Jesus Christ, we have been justified from the penalty of sin. But today we are being sanctified from the power of sin. The power of sin is still there. But we are being sanctified every day. It is needed. Sanctification. And we have the word of God. We have the Holy Spirit. And we have the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us. Once it cleansed us, we have positionally, we are saints. There is no doubt. We are saints. At the same time, practically, the sanctification is going on. May the Lord help us to have a daily base sanctification. And We know that one day is going to come, our Lord Jesus Christ will come and we will be glorified. But on earth, our responsibility, how we live accordingly, he will be judging at the judgment seat. So may the Lord help us to have a very pure life, sanctified life. There are, you know, personal, family, and assembly life, rubbish, piles of rubbish are there, but we should remove all these things, dirt in hearts, and disobedience in the heart, and without direction. When we think of these people there in Jerusalem, they did not have clear direction, and without obeying the Lord, and they were distracted, and devotion was not there. They devoted to themselves, and division was there. So may the Lord help us to have a sanctified life in our lives, so that his name may be glorified. It is possible. It is possible. Restoration is possible. Repairing is possible. Any building need repairing. Yesterday, we had to, Stanley and myself, we had to come here. Brother literally repairing, Brother Johnson George was repairing some, doing some repairing work. So literally doing here. So let us repair our personal life, family life, and church life. May the Lord help us. And it is possible. There is a chorus, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible when you're trusting in his word. Hearken to the voice of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon me. For everything, oh everything, yes everything is possible with God. The Lord is there to put our trust. Let us depend upon him and have a repaired life. Repairing all the gates of our lives, and the Lord will help us. He is there to give us grace, and the Holy Spirit is there to help us. May the Lord continue to help us. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you and praise you for this wonderful time of meditation, meditating thy word. We thank you for the living word, our Lord Jesus Christ, one who is everything to us. And then to live in this world, we need thy word, written word. Lord, we could see from Nehemiah's life and the ministry, he is a role model for us. At the same time, the repairing took place in Jerusalem, the wall repaired. We are the called out company of people, separated people. Lord, help us to live a separated life in this world. At the same time, help us to repair the gates. Lord, help us to repair the gate of worship, gate of evangelism. Lord, we may be a humble humility, and then sanctification. And all, Lord, help us to have a wonderful Christian life, so that thy name may be glorified. We understand we ourselves do not have the ability, but we look to thee for the grace. We pray that filled with thine Holy Spirit, that we may be able to repair and have the restoration in our lives. Help us to love the Lord and keep the first love. Lord, there may be very many things coming into our lives, but Lord, give thee the preeminence in our lives. We thank you and praise you for the time we got here in this assembly. Thank you for the time we had in the worship. Thank you for the fellowship with one another. Lord, as we disperse, be with us, and we commit the Bible study, Sunday school, and other activities into thy mighty hand. We give thee all honor and glory. Pray in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.